Welcome one more time to another episode of Resilience. Before I start with today's episode, I would like to thank you for being here with me today because I value time. I know how important time is for us. And to me that you choose me and to me that you say, let me listen what she have to say, it means a lot to me. So again, thank you so much for being here with me today. Today's title is something that I've been asked so many times in my career as a professional bodybuilding athlete. This is something that a lot of you are struggling with. I'm guessing that if you are listening to this episode, it's because you are struggling with this, and it's how to create or build the habit of exercise. In today's episode, I will share how to start the habit of exercise or being active. I will also share tools that definitely will help you to at least start to move in your body. I will also share some of the tips that I used in the beginning of my journey as a professional bodybuilder. Before I start, like usually, I love to share this phrase that I love so much, and I believe it goes amazing with this episode. And it says, our bodies are capable of anything. It's our minds we have to convince. Unknown. I believe that among one of the luxuries of life, or the superpowers that we have as a human beings, the ability to move is one of my favorites. And I'm not talking about becoming a professional powerlifter or becoming a professional athlete or run a marathon. Or hey, if these things are in your goals, that's amazing. But we have to start like everybody else as an amateur from the bottom. And before I start again, I know I'm giving you a lot of little stops before the episode, but I promise you that they worth it. So before I start, I want to share this information that I found out, and it blows my mind. And it says, as easy as getting out of your chair, metabolism slow down 90% after 30 minutes of sitting. The enzymes that move the blood from your arteries to your muscles, where it can get burned off, slow down. And after 2 hours, good cholesterol drops 20%. Just getting out for 5 minutes is going to get things going on again. Things are so simple, they're almost stupid, says Gavin Bradley in a 2050 interview with Bridges Schedule for the Washington Post. Bradley is one of the prominent experts on the subject and the director of an international organization dedicated to build awareness of how the metronome sitting all the time can be to our health. Exercise to me is more than burn fat or build muscle or get ready for a competition. For me, it's the love I have for my body, the respect, the way I build confidence, discipline, the way I show myself what I am capable to do. And I want to share this feel because you never know, maybe I'm motivating you to start. And I can make you feel that it's possible, because between you and me that listen to this episode, having this feel in your life is one of the best feels we can have as a human beings. First, let's start defining what is an habit. For me, an habit is an action that you do or you repeat every day. Or so many times, it becomes part of who we are. Like for example, when we brush our teeth or when we take showers. We don't do these things in airplane. We do these things in airplane mode because we do it so many times in life that they just become part of our daily basis. Well, the same thing happens when we build the habit of exercise. But how we do it? This is how we start. The first rule I want to share with you is do not try to build two habits at the same time. What I mean, many people made the mistake of start the gym with another habit. For example, it's extremely clean at the beginning, which is not a bad thing, but your brain can only process one habit at once. Otherwise, you're gonna burn yourself. But the first week of you start, you giving up. When I first start building this habit, it took me a full year to eat healthy and fixing the way I was eating. Because listen to me, like I say in the beginning, everybody was an amateur. First, you worry about get your body to the gym. Little by little, all we come together. Once you start having this habit in your life of going to the gym, of being active, or whatever you decide or choose to do to move your body, you're gonna start to realize how important nutrition is. And I'm sure that in the future, I will prepare a full episode about nutrition that will help you or give you an ideas on how to proper eat. Another huge tool that definitely will help you is set yourself goals. For example, if you want to lose weight, make it a goal. Let's say that you start now and you visualize your body achieve that weight loss. Let's say that you just want to build muscle or have more tone in your body. Set it as a goal. Something I love about exercise is the way it builds in us the virtue of patience, of weight, and also that no matter what age you have, it's never too late to start. Or let's say that you just want to build strength and energy. Set it as a goal. If you want to add time to your life, exercise is the way to do it. But how we can start to move our bodies? When we're building an habit, we have to do it slow. Even if we feel that it's not enough, going slow is the key. For example, let's say that you start this week. If you only go one time or two times, that's a huge milestone. You have to make the habit attractive. If you have the ability or you are the kind of person that needs tools for a start as something, why don't buy a pair of shoes or a nice outfit that keep you motivating you? Is spending money is not part of your budget right now? Then work with the habit with rewarded, which means if you love ice cream as much as I do, why don't eat an ice cream after a workout? Eating ice cream after a workout is not only gonna make you feel not guilty, but because ice cream contains protein and sugar, which can help replenishing glycogen stores after a workout. One study found that eating ice cream shortly after a workout and adding fruit to your ice cream can increase its nutritional value. Blueberries are especially beneficial because they contain antioxidants that can help with muscle inflammation. To finish, I want to add, don't be hard on yourself. It takes exactly 62 days to your brain to get used to this new habit. Start as many times as you want. If you feel like you don't give the best in the first week, that's okay. You can start the next week and the next week and the following week until you build it. The most important thing when you starting this new habit in your life is keep doing it. Consistency is the key. Like everybody should know by now, when you're doing exercise, you have to be constantly if you want to see results, if you want to keep doing it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode as I enjoy doing it. for you. Thank you for listening. And if you don't want to miss any other episodes, you can click to the little bell. That way, every time I upload a new one, you don't miss it. I send you hugs. And if it's day, wherever you are right now, have an amazing day. And if it's night, have an amazing night. And one more time, thank you so much for listening to today's episode.